Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Grant and Danny broadcasting from Fairfax Corner. We're out here right now at Craft House in Fairfax, where just about everybody got out of their seats and went over to the windows a moment ago.
I was like, what I'm saying is so profound. I've gotten everyone out of their chairs.
They all stood up and ran over to the windows to watch what is basically golf ball size hail.
Yeah.
Now coming down from the sky.
This Isn't it great?
I believe we'd call it nickel size hail on this radio station.
One could call it that, obviously. You could say
straight
that.
Straight down to the ground. And by the way, look, it's piling up like accumulating snow, essentially, already on cars and things, because it's just big chunks of hail that are sticking to each other. Wild weather out there.
Yeah, it stinks. It got really cold. It was already cold coming in, but it feels like the temperature dropped maybe another 10 degrees.
This feels like a great time, Darris, for an Al Michaels, here we go.
Hail we go.
Drop. I mean, this is one of the, you like, come on out. It's warm. There's glass everywhere, so you get to watch the weather. This is a nice place to have some food and drink and stay warm and do a little enjoying of the elements.
Here we go. Here we go.
Thanks, Al. I wasn't sure what was going on.
I mean, I've never seen. Yeah. This is very strange. You know what this looks like?
Huh.
Like, it's legit crazy to me. This looks like a snow globe to me.
Yes.
Like, when you shake,
a snow globe
that has big white balls in it, essentially. Uh-huh. That's what we're talking about. Basically, there's like a half inch of snow on the ground based on 25.
In the last 30 seconds, yeah.
It's not real snow. It's not flakes. It's just giant golf balls.
Like, it's not Johnny Cake Sawville.
So, as the show meteorologist, I can kind of attest to this, actually.
Oh,
snow squall.
Squall.
This is what it is. And if you look it up, it's basically as if it's like the lake effect snow of the Mid-Atlantic region. Like, this is kind of what we get. I don't know why.
I don't know that we do. I've never seen this before.
No, this does happen. This has happened, actually, a few times over the last few years. But this one was a pretty big one, I must say. I've never seen it quite like this.
It went from zero to a hundy.
A meteorologist such as yourself has never seen anything like this?
I have not seen anything like this. But this is a snow squall.
At meteorologist school.
They did.
They did. I told you all about it.
I mean, look at this. The kids that ran outside already have, like, snowballs the size of footballs out there. I mean, that was 30 seconds.
That was moments ago.
I've never seen anything like this.
There was just lightning as well.
Yeah,
there
is this thunder snow?
This is thunder snow.
Ooh, there's thunder.
I heard thunder.
Okay.
This is wild.
This is insane. This is a developing situation. Yeah.
If anybody sees four people riding on horses rolling through, let me know. I need a local minister or something like that to get a couple things right.
Officially wacky, I will say. It's awesome because we're indoors here with 100 of our closest friends in the bar, and everyone's just at the windows basically because it's all natural light and windows all over the restaurant, we can just see right out into the parking lot. But for those of you listening around the DMV, I'm sure in a lot of places, you're going, what in the hell are these guys talking about?
What are these rubes talking about?
But if you're near Fairfax Corner, you already know. That was about an inch of, I can't call it snow. It's an inch of,
I mean, now it looks like it's
stuff
clumpy
snow. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Sherman clump snow.
Wow.
Good heavens.
If that happened during an NFL game, it would change the entire game.
Yes.
Like, we went from, it's grass, the conditions are fine, the teams are just playing normal football, to on third down, that was on first and 10.
Right, yeah, first and 10.
On third down.
During the huddle.
Now you can't call any of the plays you want to because there's snow everywhere.
A couple years ago, we first moved to our spot in Fairfax. I had my oldest in, like, flag football, whatever, which he really enjoyed for the most part. But something like this happened. It wasn't, like, this extreme. But we left the house, it was 50. So we had, like, a long sleeve layer on with, like, his shorts or whatever. And it wasn't on any forecast as far as I knew it. Nobody was dressed appropriately for it. But it went from fine to freezing, wintry mix, sleeting, cold sadness. Like, first quarter, fine. Second quarter, disaster. And every one of these kids, like, during this game, is like, they're, like, shivering and their tears are frozen. And, like, everyone got the flu. It was so stupid. And it reminds me of that. Where it's like, no one was talking about this.
This is a really good zing from Richmond John. He just tweeted me, at Grant H. Paulson. He said, wait, golf balls and raise hail? Funny Danny is in absolute heaven. golf balls, and we're raising hail.
Oh, I see what's
all
happening.
All your favorite things.
Raise hail. We should hashtag that more.
If only there were puppies falling from the sky, you'd really be having a good time.
You'd love for puppies to fall to their deaths from the sky, Grant?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, as someone that doesn't love dogs, that's surprising from you.
You're a dog guy.
I do. I'm a big dog guy.
You're a dog.
Lifetime of dogs.
Like I am a cardio guy.
Yeah?
Yeah, like I'm a pickleball guy.
First of all, you are a pickleball guy.
I kind of
had fun.
I had a blast playing pickleball. Where does Jaden Daniels rank among NFC quarterbacks? We're going to get into that next. We're at the Craft House in Fairfax, where we are hanging out in suddenly, like a Antarctica.
Live from the apocalypse.
Right. We are live. This is Wacky. If we're still on the air in a few minutes, you'll hear our voices on Grant and Danny on the Fan.